Dr. Pepper.com.
A keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. You want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. 8 reasons right now that's good for your heart. 8 ways to support your heart health, and 8 ways to increase overall vitality and lifestyle. That's what it comes down to anyway. You know, it comes down to our lifestyle choices. Funny enough, you got so many organizations now from the American Cancer Society saying that almost 80% of what we deal with is lifestyle related. Meaning they said that almost 80% of cancers could be virtually eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle choices. You've got the CDC saying, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're saying now that 85% of the root cause of all disease is emotion-based and stress-based. Really. So it comes down to lifestyle. Now, the amazing thing about our medical system is that we're amazing at managing disease. We've got some of the best medications and treatments and therapies out there. It's unbelievable. But our choices that we make, life that happens every single day, and our choices that we make every single day, they matter so much with our health and with our life. And going to the next level is really a lot lying in our hands, so we can make the change. It's up to you. So I'm going to talk about 8 ways to improve your heart health. Number one, you can eat more fresh produce. Now, in the summer months, they offer more abundance of produce, as we know. It's not available in the winter months. So one of the dietitians, Jeannie Gazzania, said on Family and Consumer Sciences at the California State University, said a diet rich in fruits and vegetables are great for healthy summer snacks and year-round, if you can find them. It's usually lower in calories and higher in nutrients. And when you grill that produce, you might not use the fatty sauces often relied on to flavor the food in the winter. And all that great bounty makes the summer low cholesterol season, if you will. Spend more time outside, if you can, depending on where you live. The summer heart health benefits for more opportunities in outdoor activities, said Tracy Stevens, who's a cardiologist at St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute in Kansas, said that whether you're chasing after your kids at the park or doing outdoor exercises like swimming, biking, walking, or doing organized sports, exercise makes your heart happier than when you stay indoors during the wintertime. The vitamin D exposure from the increased time outdoors, the vitamin D, they say, is amazing. Of course, can increase your overall health. And, of course, your immune system as well. Get your blood test done. Just a little side note, your physician can do blood work and find out exactly what's going on with your vitamin D levels. Pretty cool. So keep your numbers between about 70 and 90. Just a little FYI. It's on the upper end of the range. So it's proven to be safe. So pretty amazing on that. Gardening is another good one for summer heart health. If you're a gardener, you like to get out. Of course, organic farming is kind of a cool thing, creating that organic garden in the backyard. But now they said, which Rachel Johnson, she's another dietitian and also a nutrition professor at the University of Vermont, said gardening is a healthy activity for just about anyone. It gives you exercise at some level, but also produces great food for you to have, organic foods and ways to get the produce year-round. Depending on if you have, of course, one of those called greenhouses, something like that can be quite helpful. It also, with heart health benefits, you know, as far as habits go, quit snacking in front of the TV. They say this is the last one. And they say that snacking in front of the television, of course, increases your caloric intake by 20 to 30%. And we typically don't eat. It's like you sit around the TV and eat carrots. Most people sit around, they eat chocolate and they eat the processed foods, potato chips and that sort of thing. So cutting out eating in front of the television can make a big difference and cut down on such a high caloric intake. A couple of things to keep in mind there as well. So, I mean, great things you can do to improve heart health. And tell you, supplement-wise, look at things like vitamin B3, which is niacin or nicotinic acid, and also CoQ10 can be quite helpful. It's got a lot of great research on it for cardiac benefits. Vitamin E does as well, provided you're not taking any other medications by your physician. So some great things to look at as far as overall heart health that can make a big impact. Again, the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. It comes down to our lifestyle choices that we make every single day. And the heart, no exception. Going to the phones now to talk with Anderson. Hi, Anderson.
My question, getting off Prilosec. I've been taking it for anti-reflex for probably 5 years. I think I just spent time probiotic, but it seems like whenever I try to stop, by the second day, I'm getting it again.
Well, I mean, as far as medications go, no matter what you do, you want to follow your doctor's advice. And with any kind of reflux type situation, apple cider vinegar is really good. And you can get into things like probiotics. They can be helpful. But the proteolytic enzymes and hydrochloric acid, both of those are beneficial at breaking your proteins down and making them be as supported as possible. So those are a couple things you want to think about and look into, because that is the ultimate key. The ultimate key in digestion is making sure you keep low inflammation. You're breaking your proteins down. You can break your fats down. You got enough digestive enzymes and foods to really support that. So that's the overall key that you got to look at. And if that's in balance, then you're going to be moving and grooming. So that's the key. And you can do that at a health food store. They carry those there. You can look online. Look at something that contains betaine hydrochloride. They're made from beetroot. So a lot of the red beets that are so, they're actually really, really good for you all the way around. They're great for digestion, but they're also great for elimination. So if you have constipation issues, that can be quite helpful. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can find information there as well. And also, looking for a wellness provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, you can find them at mywellnessproviders.com. Pretty cool. Going to Ernie now. Ernie, welcome.
I'm that guy. I'm 380 pounds, 6 foot, and I just don't know where to begin. I guess just calling that, how do I start? What do I do? I mean, because I'm slowly killing myself. I truly believe that. And it's kind of eye-awakening right now. It just kind of opened my eyes to a few things just listening to the radio.
You know, here's the deal. The fact that you know that you've got that much weight to lose is the first step. Because if you recognize that and you can make good decisions, that's actually the first key, wanting to get well. Now, the biggest key is getting started, getting a personal trainer, a dietitian that can work with you to lay out a plan, knowing that it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. No one loses all their weight in 2 or 3 months. So getting steady, exercising 5 to 6 days a week, I would recommend first thing in the morning, because you're going to increase your metabolism for the entire day. And then also eating multiple meals throughout the day, 5 to 6 small meals a day, getting the right kind of nutrition that you need. I mean, all those keys are beyond valuable when you're looking to come up with an overall lifestyle plan. And that's what you're looking for. It's not just weight loss. You need a lifestyle plan. And someone's got to create that. More information at healthcoachradio.com. If you need help, or our wellness providers around the country are great folks to reach out for that as well. But your weight loss, you can achieve. You really can. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We'll be right back.
phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, of course, headaches are a big issue, right? I see a lot of people, talk to a lot of people. We get a lot of emails about headaches. And about 100 million Americans right now are headache sufferers, with approximately 35 million experiencing migraines. And although most headache pain comes from everyday sources like stress, allergies, and premenstrual syndrome, most of it, well, only about 1% can really be life-threatening. So when a headache is the worst headache of your life and you're just really miserable, or when it's accompanied by fever, neck stiffness, weakness, or numbness on one side of the body, difficulty speaking, loss of consciousness, confusion, loss of vision, or any other neurological symptom, it's pretty serious. Dr. Maskalp, founder and director of the New York Headache Center and associate professor of neurology at the State University of New York Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, said if in doubt, be safe rather than sorry and call 911 or go directly to your emergency room if you're really having a bad headache, just to be safe. So some common headache triggers, I want to talk about those and what you can do about them. So number one is stress. So call the tension type headache. Stress headaches often present with a band-like sensation around the forehead and worsens as the day progresses, said Dr. Jay Batt, who's a neurologist at the Indiana University of Health Neuroscience and is an assistant professor of clinical neurology at Indiana State University School of Medicine. Although the discomfort stress headache, they say, is very real, they're generally not serious, says Dr. Batt, and treated with a variety of lifestyle modifications or medications. Aerobic exercise, biofeedback, relaxation training, and meditation are all possible ways to reduce stress and limit head pain from this type of headache. So allergies are another one. So symptoms of allergy headaches, better known as sinus headaches, include pressure in the forehead or behind the eyes, along with typical allergy complaints like sneezing, nasal congestion, and itching. Remedies for allergy headaches include a variety of medications along with treatment of the underlying allergy by avoiding triggers like molds and environmental allergens and allergy-induced foods. Menopause is another one. So menopause usually brings relief to women with migraines. However, Dr. Maskalp says, however, the transition period can temporarily worsen migraines, and in a few women, migraines start after menopause. So estrogen replacement can sometimes help, though if a woman experiences an aura or a visual disturbance before the migraine, she should not take estrogen, they say, because it will increase the risk of stroke. Premenstrual syndrome, or PMS, is another reason, though these migraine headaches that coincide with the start of a woman's period are not that serious. They can be very painful, and often they're caused by magnesium deficiency, which can improve with oral magnesium supplementation. If that doesn't work, then traditional migraine prescription medications can help ease this type of head pain. Smoking is another big one. You know, nicotine changes the blood vessels of the brain, and cigarette smoke can irritate the nerves in the nose and the throat, both of which can lead to migraines or headaches. And some people complain of these headaches while they're trying to kick the habit, but nicotine gum usually helps. And at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine and the director of neuro-oncology, Dr. Kotamar, said that the health benefits of quitting smoking still clearly outweighs the possible discomfort in these headache cases. So too much pain medication can cause an issue as well. The overuse of medication for chronic headaches can actually lead to more headaches. This can occur with pain relievers, which is simple as acetaminophen or Tylenol, though it's more common with stronger narcotic drugs. It's not as serious in itself, but it can be difficult to treat because of recommended therapy. So weaning off the pain meds until it's no more than, you know, 2 or 3 days a week can be hard for some people with head pain. Caffeine is another big one. So the use of caffeine is a common trigger for headaches and caffeine withdrawal headaches, said Dr. Batt. These are often severe, so continuous headaches that don't improve with heavy-duty pain meds but dramatically respond to reinstitution of caffeine use. Doctors generally recommend gradually weaning off caffeine over a month to see whether or not headache pain decreases or not. Stroke is another issue that a lot of people get concerned with headaches that definitely need to be looked at. So it may not be possible to distinguish the pain of a stroke headache from a different type of headache, but usually other symptoms along with headache are a giveaway. So impaired speech or vision, confusion, weakness, or numbness in one side, a stroke actually requires an ambulance and immediate treatment for the best chance of recovery. High blood pressure is another one. The headache pain caused from high blood pressure can be serious because the headache only happens when blood pressure is severely elevated. So mildly high blood pressure does not cause a headache, but untreated hypertension can lead to a variety of ailments, including strokes, heart attacks, and kidney failure. Interesting. So brain tumor is another big one. So the pain of a brain tumor can be hard to distinguish from a regular headache, though sometimes head pain from a brain tumor is worse early in the morning than when lying down. A brain tumor can actually be accompanied by seizures, which is a big issue. So watch out for the seizures. They can be a big, big issue when you're dealing with headaches. So the cluster headache is kind of the big one as well. And when technically you've got to be a little cautious, the cluster headaches actually generally last only 1 to 2 hours, often waking the person from sleep with pain localized from one eye only. A runny nose and tearing on the side with pain is also common. So cluster headaches are also named because they come in clusters. So daily for a month or more, for example, and none for a year. Treatment can be high flow oxygen through a mask or medication to prevent the headaches in the first place. Headaches also come in a wide variety, some serious and some not, but when in doubt, go with your gut and don't hesitate to seek medical assistance. It's a big deal. Headaches, I mean, again, don't be scared to go to your doctor and don't just think, well, I'll take my Imitrex that my doctor gave me because I know what it is. If it changes and you see any of these symptoms that we talked about, that's when you really got to be cautious and be careful and look into it and make sure that you've got a good game plan and somebody can watch you and help you. A lot of natural things you can do, don't get me wrong. Cutting out gluten from your diet, cutting out heavy metals, cutting out sugar from your diet, cutting out the dairy products, a lot of the processed dairy products, all those can make a big difference. So the big key is finding out if there are food triggers and seeing if that's a possibility, eliminating those, and coming up with a good solid plan from there. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's all in your genetics. Ever heard?
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. The show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Going to the phones to talk with Ed. Hi, Ed.
The problem is macular degeneration. I have dry macular degeneration, and I was just wondering what I could do about it. Seems like every optometrist I talk to, whatever, says there is no cure, and I just don't buy that.
Well, the macular degeneration, a lot of things are an issue. But first and foremost, make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin A. Vitamin A is a big one for macular degeneration. Getting that from fish oil is a good way to go. Cod liver oil has plenty of it. And make sure you use the oil itself. It's a purer form and easier for the body to absorb. So that's one thing you can do. Now, the other issue with this, with macular degeneration, pycnogenol is another great component that you can use to support eye health. It's great for glaucoma as well. But you can do some research on that online. But vitamin A, pycnogenol, and vitamin C, those three can be quite helpful with the eyes. Lutein is a component, it's a break-off of vitamin A, kind of a component of vitamin A, also very good for the eyes. So again, when it comes down to it, you want to lower the inflammation, but you also want to support the body in a great way. It makes a big difference with macular degeneration, big time. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You ever get cramping? Well, they say cramping can set the body clock and get it in tune with nature. You put down your phone and you're living for a week and do nothing but sunlight and campfires, it may bring your body clock back in sync into nature's rhythms. A small study suggests, and researchers found, even avowed, that night owls turn into early birds after a week of camping and the woods with no sources of artificial light, including smartphones, computers, and TV. We've already known that artificial light is keeping us up all night, said lead researcher Kenneth Wright of the University of Colorado at Boulder. But in the study, he said it was an attempt to quantify the effect of light exposure, both artificial and natural, maybe having the human body's internal clocks that it's affecting. What we found suggests that it's not just artificial light that keeps us awake, Wright said. It's also a lack of daylight. For the study, reported on the August 1st online issue of Current Biology, Wright's team recruited 8 healthy adults who stuck with their normal diet daily routines for 1 week and then spent another week camping together. During the trip, the only lights allowed were sunlight and the campfire light. At the end of each week, the researchers took saliva samples to measure study participants' melatonin, which is a hormone that becomes more active in the evening to help people fall asleep. It comes from the pineal gland, by the way. Then drops off early in the morning so they can wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Typically, Wright's team found that when people were at home, they went to bed after midnight on average and rose around 8 a.m. On the camping trip, they went to turn in earlier and rose earlier. More importantly, the camper's biological night kicked in about 2 hours earlier. That is, their melatonin levels begin to rise around sunset and then drop off around sunrise, almost an hour before they woke up. So they became much more in sync with the natural world, Wright said. And what's the big deal about that? Well, it's not clear yet, but it does make a difference in how they feel. That's an important question. So what seems to be clear, they said, is that the type of light we're exposed to really does have a big impact on our biology. And it's impossible, he noted, to let exposure to artificial light at night and the lack of sun during the day are contributing factors to many people's sleep problems and their morning grogginess. Past studies have found that the typical artificially lit lifestyle, people's melatonin levels do not drop off until about 2 hours after they wake up. So in essence, Wright said their biological night is still in effect, even though they're awake. So the new study findings are not surprising, but it's very, very interesting. It could be leading to a lot of the chronic fatigue we're seeing today. Another sleep specialist agreed that the findings are not that surprising, but added that they're potentially important. For one, they may offer an explanation for how and why melatonin levels typically don't hit their low until 2 hours after people wake up, said James White, who's associate professor of behavioral sciences at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. It would make much more sense for the melatonin patterns to look like the campers are. So there are plenty of questions, he cautioned. That's a tantalizing study, but it's preliminary. And the experiment, White said, needs to be repeated in larger groups of people in a different setting. Still, White said the biological effect was very consistent for all 8 campers in the study, which suggests that a similar effect would be seen in a larger group. Reducing your sun exposure and your light from the TV and computer at night can make a big difference. Just some of the steps to get on where you need to be. Pretty cool, pretty interesting. Healthy tip, they say, for babies using the pools safely. Here's a key. Don't leave your kids unattended. No kidding, right? So baby pools, the little baby pools, can provide summertime fun for the kids, but parents should take steps to prevent dangerous accidents. The waterandhealth.org website offers this advice about baby pools. Never leave a child unattended around a pool, no matter how little water is in it. And they can drown in just, I mean, inches of water. Pretty amazing how that happens. So be cautious of that. Also, adults supervising children should use the pool, should be trained in CPR, and emergency phone number should always be nearby. Frequently change the water in the pool to prevent a buildup of bacteria and germs. That's a big one. Dress children in swim diapers or tightly fitting pants over their diapers. And always empty the baby pool when not in use. Keep it dry. Always a big key. Lines are open. Don't forget, it's 888-283-7272. And check us out on the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Now we're going to Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Just been diagnosed with vertigo, and I was wondering if there's something that I can do health-wise, some alternatives to medication.
Well, an alternative to medication for vertigo and dizziness and that sort of thing. You want to go, in my opinion, all right, if you've done the medical route, or if you haven't, there's some great natural ways to support this. One is go to a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, someone that does manipulation, and that's a big key. That's the first place you want to start, because the manipulation that they do can make a big difference, literally. Because with vertigo, you've got to look at the atlas, which is the first bone underneath the skull. And there's vertebral arteries that come out of there and that can be impinged, it can be affected. And making sure that the blood flow is proper in that area is a big, big key and a huge issue, to say the least. So making sure that's in alignment, proper alignment. And, of course, one of those skilled physicians can help you get that where it needs to be. A lot of times it can be nutritionally related as well. You can have B vitamin deficiencies. You could also be low in iron. Ferritin levels in your blood test could be low. So if your ferritin is low, then, of course, you're not absorbing and utilizing your iron storage. It could cause low oxygen in the cells, which can be an issue all the way around. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Talking about five ways to shut down your emotional eating. Now, here's the deal. Remember, with weight gain and obesity rate being so high in the country right now, I mean, it is a huge deal, right? So with weight gain and all these issues being a major issue, one thing we know for a fact and one thing we've got to be cautious of is to make sure that we get our emotional eating under control, because our emotions control so much of it. So here's the number one thing you can do. Let it out. A friend once told me that a therapist advised her to go into a garage sale or a thrift store, buy some cheap dishes, take them into her backyard, and smash them into bits. When I asked if she did it, she said she had, and just with one dish, it was one of the most liberating moments of her life. Whether you're walking around with anger, sadness, or anxiety bottled up inside, allowing it to fester ups the chances that you'll use food to detach or stuff it back down. For this reason, most people advise their clients to find healthy ways to release their feelings instead of creating some big feud or using food to do that. Unexpressed emotions will never die. They're buried alive and will come forth in uglier ways. Very good. Don't multi-soothe either. So if you find yourself drifting into the kitchen during a TV commercial to snatch that pint of Cherry Garcia you've been trying not to think about, stay put, sit in a chair, and eat the ice cream without distractions. It will probably feel incredibly awkward, but that's the point. Inside your comfort cocoon, it's easy to lose track of how fast and how much you're eating, or that you're even eating at all. But uncoupling these behaviors and just eating like it's turning the lights on, which can lead far less, and realizing that eating isn't the best way to cope, which is pretty amazing. Distance yourself, too. That's another big one. Distancing yourself from the foods that you're around, or just distance yourself from the drama and the stress. Many times over the years, many clients have mentioned in callers that they can't keep certain foods around. They just get rid of it, like chocolate or donuts or whatever. So if they're there, they'll eat them for sure, especially when they're emotional. But unless you live alone, it can be impossible to banish all the high-risk foods. You've got other people living in the house. So what do? Research says that takes fewer steps than you had to go through to get the food. So the more likely you are to eat it if it's around. So stashing candy or cookies on a higher shelf, wrapped in another bag or inside a sealed container, really does diminish the chances of eating it. So if it's not right there, easy to grab, you're probably not going to do it. So it also provides the opportunity to consider other options. One client has said, or one caller said, an email that they actually put the candy and things so far up they have to get a step stool to get it. That's a pretty good idea. Prevent the spiral. One of the biggest challenges is letting the small indulgence go into a huge binge fest. Be careful about those spirals that can happen. And structure your time. For most people, the risk of eating emotionally is greater on the weekends. When they have hours of unstructured time, that's the big deal. Make sure you have structured time around your activities so you can build a good, solid game plan. They say don't have two-day food orgies. This is true. Many people do that. Be cautious with your time and those you hang out with so that you don't hang out with other people that are struggling with emotional eating as well. Otherwise, you just go to the buffet and always knock it out and call it fellowship. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi,
America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit HealingDropByDrop.com. That's HealingDropByDrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the phones to talk to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Just calling about, I'm not die-hard health advocate. I try my best to do that. I watch what I eat. I do slip up. But I'm also a weight trainer, and usually the only time I gain weight is when I add muscle. I'm a small frame guy, 6 foot. Right now I'm at 205. My goal is 225, packing on muscle. And the best way, of course, is protein and your supplements. But I need to know, you know, what all I really should be taking, because I know I have to take protein and protein powder and what to eat for protein gain. But what other maybe vitamins and minerals maybe, because I know it's creatine, protein, glutamine, you know, amino acids. Fish oil, stuff like that, the basic. But to gain muscle mass and to keep gaining and eat right and eat the right carbs, I know, but, you know, as far as food diet, but I in the supplement mineral vitamin market, I'm not that great educational wise. So I need help in that area.
Yeah, no worries on that. A lot of keys I can start with, but I'll start with the first one. Your eating habits are going to be everything. So with exercise, weight training, putting on muscle, getting lean muscle tissue, that's something that I've been doing for a very long time and took myself from, you know, a skinny 135 pounds in high school to, you know, 250 pounds, 45 pounds of lean muscle with low body fat, you know, without using a bunch of drugs and that sort of thing. So, you know, mastering the art of that, it's definitely a science, and it's understanding what to do. Now, one of the main things, you're 6 meals a day no matter what. And people argue with me on the digestion, but if you do it right, every 3 hours, you can actually, and you're eating the right kind of foods, you're getting lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, eggs, those can be very helpful. Your lower glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and some healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, etc., using meal replacements that are organic in between, so you could do 3 solid meals and then 3 or maybe 2 of the meal replacement shakes with some fresh berries, and then even one component could be some Greek yogurt or goat's milk yogurt with some berries as well. The liquids and the dairy are going to be a lot easier for the body to digest and quicker on the digestion as well, but you're getting a steady amount of protein coming in. The protein is important for the muscle tissue growth. You've got to have a decent amount of carbohydrate as well. So the ratios, if you want to add it up, usually is about 37% protein, 42% carbohydrate, and about 18% fat. If you really want to hit your numbers and grow and put on muscle tissue, keep lean body mass, have good energy the whole way through, that's a good ratio to go with. 37 protein, 42 on the carbs, and 18 on the fat. You should do real well. Quite well, actually. I'll tell you another great source of carbohydrates are peas. So black-eyed peas, field peas, green peas, they've got a rich amount of protein in it that's a complete protein. And also, they have plenty of carbohydrates and fiber. So if you're craving a lot of starchy carbs, peas are a great way to go. I like hummus, which are made from chickpeas. That's another great food. Fantastic. So just a couple things to think about, I mean, as you're going through that and you're building. But your eating plan is your key. No matter what anybody tells you, there's not some magic workout, a magic supplement that's going to transform your health and put on 30 pounds of muscle and give you great energy levels and all that. That's just, there's a bunch of hype is all that is. Now, your weight training is another deal. That's where a lot of people really come in short. If you're not using anabolic steroids and you're not using growth hormone to recover, you got to maximize the hormones that you have. So there's a couple ways and schools of thought in your training and your exercise. 4 days a week, most people do well on. You can go to 5 if you're seasoned and you've been training for quite some time. Now, I tend to go 5 days a week now just because I've been doing it for so long. My body's very well conditioned. But you always want to go short duration. You don't want your exercise routines, your workouts to be longer than 45 minutes. At 46 minutes, cortisol levels shoot through the roof. And so you've got to manage that and keep that under check. So you can't keep, you know, working out and doing long duration. You've got to keep your sets very short. And, you know, your workout routine as far as your reps and your sets, usually each body part. I've got this in my book, too, just so you know. If you want to see it all nicely laid out, my book, Empowering Your Health, you can find it there. But your sets for the larger muscle groups, back, legs, chest, and shoulders, you can do about 9 total sets per workout. Your smaller body parts like arms, biceps and triceps, calves, abs, you want to do about 6 sets. You don't need to do much more than that. The intensity level is where you break it down. Remember, when you go into the gym and you work out and you exercise, you tear the body down. So it's not, you don't grow and get bigger and get more muscular inside the gym. The gym is where you tear everything down. It's what you do outside of the gym that helps you grow and to repair. And that's what you have to focus on to really hit those goals and hit what you're looking for. So again, it's what you do outside of the gym that matters the most. That's why your diet, nutrition, and the way you rest and can really recover, that's when you help you hit your goals. That's first and foremost what you want to look at and what you want to stick with. All right, hope that helps. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now or check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And so many people do struggle with weight loss, and they're looking to get in better shape. They want to transform their health. They want to go to the next level. And I get emails about it. We talk about it on the show. Transformation is a key message of what we do, empowering you to have the tools that you need. And you really can go to the next level with your health. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can go to the next level, but you have to understand that making the decision to live better, making the decision to go to that next level, making the decision to learn what it takes to eat better, to exercise better. When you're taking 10 different medications, not losing hope, thinking it's over because you're 55 and, oh, woe is me, and I'll just eat what I want, might as well, cancer's probably around the corner. You can't think like that or live like that. Life can change, but you have to want it, and you have to make the decision. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show. It's Empowering Your Health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.